A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's feast began way back in the 12th century. In the 12th century, a long time ago, more than 800 years ago now. But in 1944, Pope Pius the 12th, established this feast, and it was to be celebrated on August 22nd. Again, this was in 1944. But in 1969, Pope Pius VI decided to move that feast from August 22nd and replaced it with the Queenship of Mary and brought it to Saturday after the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And that is why we celebrated the Feast of the Sacred Heart yesterday, and today, the first Saturday after that, is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Remember, the Feast of the Sacred Heart was a promise to Saint Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque, that anyone who have devotion to the Sacred Heart would enjoy 12 promises. I mentioned a few of them yesterday, 12 promises. Now, the same Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque said, the best and the most efficacious way to have devotion to the heart of Jesus is through the heart of Mary. Through the heart of Mary. Today's gospel, you know, tells a lot. Luke chapter 2. But then in John chapter 2, verse 5, the wedding at Cana, Mary said, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you." She understands the heart of her son so well. And that's why she would say to them, "Do whatever he tells you." So the best way to understand the heart of Jesus is through the heart of Mary, according to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Her love, you know, two hearts that beat as one. The temple of the Holy Spirit, the bride of the Holy Spirit, the mother of Jesus, the daughter of God the Father. What is? What is? She was filled with grace. In other words, she was filled with love, so much love. St. Alphonsus Liguori will say, You know, if you put all the love of mothers, all of them, into one, it is nothing compared to the love our mother has for us. Because she bore the divine love in her womb, in her heart. So her love is so deep, so, so deep. Do whatever he tells you. During the dedication, Simeon said to her, "A sword will pierce her heart." He said, "A sword will pierce her heart." So she understood the sufferings of her son. She was there with him in his joys, in his pain, in his sorrows. She stood by him all the way to the cross. And it's only fitting for her to enjoy the glory of her son. There is this song, "If we die with the Lord, we shall reign with the Lord. If we endure with the Lord, we shall live with the Lord." This is who our mother is to God and to us. She's there to endure with us. So we pray today, we ourselves who have devotion to Jesus may never abandon his mother. Each time we pray the rosary, I keep saying this, for the umpteenth time, the best part of the rosary is this. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. What else can I request from her? To always pray for me, now and at the hour of our death. Because she knows she will never abandon those who have devotion to her, those who have devotion to her son. May the Lord continue to help us grow in love for the Blessed Mother and for Jesus. Amen.